Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 7th, 2014. This is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. In today's Gospel reading from the Daily Office, we continue listening to Jesus' high priestly prayer from the 17th chapter of John. It's a lengthy prayer, and there's lots going on in it. As I said yesterday, it's the prayer that John records Jesus praying on the night before he is handed over to suffering and death. The line that caught my attention this morning is the line where Jesus says to God, his Father, "But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that my disciples may have my joy made complete in themselves." The joy of Jesus. I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't necessarily think of Jesus as joyful. Perhaps it's because I've got an over-romanticized view of what joy is. Joy is not to be confused with happiness, but it is a deep and abiding sense of one's place in the world and a contentment with who one is in one's being. This is not the same as ignoring the bad things of the world, or being Pollyanna, or trying to have a positive attitude. No, this is a deeper sense of one's place, a deeper sense of one's centeredness in the midst of all that comes and goes in the world around us. Lent is a time of fasting. It is a time of penitence. It is a time of repentance. And yet it can also be a time of joy, a time of re-engaging in our relationship with God. The joy of Jesus is not simply a golden spiritual ring out there that we keep grasping for. Jesus prayed that his disciples would receive his joy, and I believe it is here, if we will but pay attention to it and open ourselves up to it. A few years ago, I read a piece by William Arthur Ward, an American teacher and pastor, and it was called Keeping a Holy Lent, Fast From, Feast On, and I want to share it with you this evening. Fast from judging others, feast on the Christ dwelling in them. Fast from emphasis on differences, feast on the unity of life. Fast from apparent darkness, feast on the reality of light. Fast from thoughts of illness, feast on the healing power of God. Fast from words that pollute, feast on phrases that purify. Fast from discontent, feast on gratitude. Fast from anger, feast on patience. Fast from pessimism, feast on optimism. Fast from worry, feast on God's presence. Fast from complaining, feast on appreciation. Fast from unrelenting pressures, feast on unceasing prayer. Fast from hostility, feast on non-resistance. Fast from bitterness, feast on forgiveness. Fast from self-concern, feast on compassion for others. Fast from personal anxiety, feast on eternal truth. Fast from discouragements, feast on hope. Fast from lethargy, feast on enthusiasm. Fast from shadows of sorrow, feast on the sunlight of serenity. Fast from idle gossip, feast on purposeful silence. Fasting and feasting, all centered in the joy of Jesus. My prayer for you is that now 2 days into our Lenten journey, we look forward together to what will unfold as we walk the pilgrim path of Lent. Let us pray. Support us, O Lord, with your gracious favor through the fast we have begun, that as we observe it by bodily self-denial, so we may fulfill it with inner sincerity of heart, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.